Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
The world becomes an opportunity for you once you shift your focus from exclusively active income to considering passive income and what that could mean for you, your family, and others around you.
Welcome to the Best Ever Show, the world's longest running daily commercial real estate podcast. Our hosts interview commercial real estate experts every day to get you the best advice ever with none of the fluffy stuff.
Welcome back, Best Ever listeners, to another episode of Passive Investor Tips. I'm your host, Travis Watts. Appreciate you being here as always. In today's episode, what we're talking about is reclaiming your life, understanding the currency of time and money. Disclaimers as always, never financial advice, not telling you or anyone what to do with your money. So please always seek licensed financial advice when it comes to your own investing. Now, with that top of mind, if you think about it, there's really two ways that you and I can build wealth. There's exchanging our time for money, or there's investing what money we have to build even more money. So what's the best return on investment? Now, for someone like me, starting out early on, I got my first job when I was 15. I had a paper route. It was exchanging my time for money. I made $40 a week. I worked only one day per week. I think it was on a Sunday, and I delivered a free newspaper to people. So my wages broke down to about $10 per hour. And then I transitioned to becoming more of an entrepreneur. I started detailing cars and small airplanes out in Florida, and I could easily make a couple hundred bucks in a day. And my time increased in value to about 25, 30 bucks an hour. And then in my early 20s, I went into the oil and gas industry where I had a flat wage of about 20 bucks an hour, but I would work 100 hour work weeks. So I would get the majority of my income in overtime, being paid out at time and a half plus bonuses and per diems and all this. So that really resulted in a six-figure salary. And it was at this time where I was working my life away. I was earning more income than what I needed to fund my particular lifestyle. And that light bulb moment went off. And I thought, you know, maybe it's time to start exploring investments and having my money work for me. So the first year that I became an investor, probably made roughly $30,000 that year in investment income. That later grew to $50,000, then to $70,000, then to $100,000. And before I knew it, my passive income was actually exceeding what I was earning in active income. And what that meant for me specifically was just that I had more options. That's it. I wasn't rich. I wasn't wealthy. I was a 20-year-old something making a six-figure salary. But the key difference was this passive income that looked very different on paper compared to my active income. And a few things that stood out about it is, number one, it was tax-advantaged income as compared to my active source of income. Number two, it didn't require a brutal and demanding schedule like my oil and gas job. And number three, it was a diversified form of income coming from many different sources instead of being solely reliant on one income source, which was my employer. Now, that simple realization inspired me. It just lit a fire in me to want to teach other people about the benefits of passive income. You see, simply having the option to make a pivot from an active career that I wasn't very enthusiastic or passionate about into working what I really wanted to learn, which was the world of finance, made all the difference in the world because that was a genuine interest of mine.
We'll get back to the show with first some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. A 1031 exchange is one of the greatest tools to build your real estate portfolio. But before you sell your next investment property, if you want to save thousands in capital gains taxes, please give our friends at 1031 Pros a call. Whether you're an individual investor, title company, or real estate agent, 1031 Pros is ready to help you or your clients with their 1031 exchange needs. With over 30 years of experience, 1031 Pros specializes in various types of exchanges like delayed, simultaneous, reverse, and improvement exchanges in all 50 states, all while ensuring your transaction is fast, reliable, transparent, and secure. 1031 Pros has handled over 20,000 audit-free exchanges, and right now, best ever listeners can get $250 off any exchange by visiting my1031pros.com/best ever. That's my1031pros.com/best ever to get $250 off today. Have you heard that Mint, the popular personal finance app, is shutting down? If you use Mint, that's bad news. The good news is that there's an even better alternative, Monarch Money. Monarch gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with others. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/best ever. Most personal finance apps are clunky and cluttered with ads. Monarch is different. Its intuitive design makes setup, customization, and everyday use simple and easy. Monarch is also the most customizable budgeting app available. You can change your dashboard layout, create custom budgets and notifications, and even invite your partner, accountant, or financial advisor to have a joint view of your finances at no extra cost. Once you try Monarch for yourself, you'll understand why it was named 2024's best budgeting app by the Wall Street Journal. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/best ever. That's monarchmoney.com/best ever for your extended 30-day free trial.
Switching from working 100 hours per week down to 40 hours a week truly gave me my life back. It gave me my time back, and that allowed me to reestablish connections and relationships that were going by the wayside with friends and family and acquaintances of mine. And it allowed me to find my wife. It allowed us to travel the world together, which is one of our mutually shared passions. And when I had that 100-hour work week schedule, I was really a prisoner in my own life. And finally, there's giving back. When I used to work all exclusively for active income, I could only give back in monetary terms. And there's nothing wrong with just giving money. That's a great thing to do. But I learned something about myself in the process, and it's that I had a burning desire to teach, and I wanted to teach others. Only one problem with that is teaching required time, and previously I didn't have the time to dedicate to it. So in short, passive income really did give me my life back. And there's no greater asset, in my opinion, than your time. And statistically speaking, 60% of Americans in 2024 live paycheck to paycheck, so they don't have that opportunity, but I would argue they could have that opportunity if they chose to pursue a different approach rather than just relying on one income source as an employee. I'm not here to judge or tell you how to live your life. I'm just here to help explain and articulate that there are other choices if you choose to pursue them. You see, money is just a game once you have more money than you need to fund your lifestyle expenses. Any excess on top of that becomes an opportunity to expand your lifestyle and to serve others. And we all differ in this category as to what we would do with passive income or with excess income. You might want to switch careers and try something new like I did, or you might want to retire early or retire a spouse. You might want to be a stay-at-home parent. You might want to launch a new business or a venture that helps serve other people, or you might just be looking for simple financial peace of mind and less stress and less anxiety when it comes to money and finance. The world becomes an opportunity for you once you shift your focus from exclusively active income to considering passive income and what that could mean for you, your family, and others around you. Something to think about here for the week. You're listening to Passive Investor Tips right here at Best Ever. I'm your host, Travis Watts. Please like, share, subscribe, share these episodes with anyone you think could find value. I'm always happy to be a resource or mentor along your journey. Please reach out on social media, Travis Watts or at Passive Investor Tips. Truly appreciate you being here. Have a best ever week, everyone, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Hi, best ever listeners. Joe Fairless here again. And one last thing before you go, would you like to receive a short weekly email with proven tips from experienced investors, free tools and resources, and a roundup of the week's most relevant news and best ever content? Well, if so, join the community of nearly 15,000 commercial real estate passive and active investors who receive the best ever newsletter. Just go to bestevercre.com/access and you'll get the very next one. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as always, thank you for listening and have a best ever day.